And all of these exercises I'm bringing you on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice, must be about 20 by now over the last several weeks, are all to help you work out exactly where the different sounds are coming from as you create different words, those individual little sounds which together create parts of words and then build up into sentences. Lots of things going on as that breath is drawn up from your lungs over your larynx. That is fluttering open and closed almost a million miles a second. Fluttering away, helping create those short little bursts of air, which then move up into the back of your throat. Some of those air sounds are then diverted through your nasal cavity, others through your oral cavity, through your mouth. And then those sounds are shaped, particularly the ones in your mouth, are shaped even further by the use of your tongue and your lips and your teeth and your cheeks, all sorts of things going on to help make the best of that rather small, unimportant sound, which actually originates, almost a squeak, that actually comes originally from your throat. And all of that is helped boosted with the amount of breath that you're using to power your voice, and also what you're doing with the rest of your frame. Yeah, the rest of your head, your shoulders. I was going to say head, shoulders, knees and toes. I'm not sure entirely that your knees and toes actually contribute much towards a better voice, but certainly your chest and your ribs and your stomach and your diaphragm and your lower back and your spine. We'll come to those over the next several weeks on the programme. Oh, hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Got another episode for you today to help you with your resonance, and it's called the Green King's singing exercise. Now, it'd be fantastic if you did all of these exercises, but needless to say, some of them are going to resonate, excuse the pun, a little bit more with you than others. Some of them you're going to find easier to do than others. Arguably, if they're really easy, maybe you should be concentrating on some which are a little bit more tricky, the ones where maybe a glide cracks in the middle. Maybe that's a bit of a clue that you need to be concentrating a bit more on that. But a whole load of exercises for you to pick and choose, like a palette in a paint box, or maybe tools in a toolbox, for you to choose individual exercises which fit in to what you would like to get out of this series of episodes. Green King's singing. Slowly and carefully say the phrase, Green King's singing. Yeah? Notice how I've said that last word, split in two, singing. That's because I want you to say it that way, sing and then ging, singing, stressing the ng and the hard g sound. And again, this is partly warm-up of these various parts of your throat and your face, but also so you can be conscious of where the different sounds are being made, which help make words, words. Green King's singing. Just say that a few times and you'll be able to work out where those different sounds, and particularly those more nasal sounds, are created in your face and your throat. I'm Peter Stewart. Tomorrow, the cool down, lowdown, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.